SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Hoping to extend the soon-to-expire U.S.-Iran ceasefire, Pakistan's army chief is in Tehran for meetings with the Iranian parliament speaker. Meetings come as the U.S. tightens the screws on Iran with a naval blockade of all Iranian ports. Russia hammered civilian areas of Ukraine overnight, launching hundreds of missiles and dozens of drones. At least 16 people killed, scores more wounded.
In Kyiv, AP footage showed cars on fire and damaged and burnt out buildings after Russia struck the capital with drones and ballistic missiles. 20-year-old Georgi Doroshenko walked through his destroyed apartment, his feet crunching on glass and metal shrapnel as he came to collect his pet rabbit, Kosh. At least four people were killed in Kyiv, including a 12-year-old, with more than 50 others injured. Ukrainian officials said Russia launched nearly 700 drones and dozens of ballistic and cruise missiles, primarily targeting civilians. I'm Karen Shemas.
President Trump heads west today, highlighting his taxpayer-friendly policies.
On this day after tax day, the president will use a visit to Las Vegas to promote his economic agenda, especially no tax on tips and no tax on overtime. Given the number of service workers in Nevada, no tax on tips is an especially popular policy. The president's upbeat economic message, however, will be competing with ongoing uncertainty in the financial markets and sharply higher gas prices caused by the war in Iran. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A New York jury has ruled that Ticketmaster and Live Nation held an anti-competitive monopoly over big concert venues. Live Nation vows an appeal. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 38 points, NASDAQ futures 74 points higher. This is SRN News. Is America ready for an AI Jesus?
6 months ago, the tech company Just Like Me launched an app that allows users to ask questions to an image of Christ generated by artificial intelligence, which will then offer answers and engage in an interactive conversation. Pastors and theologians are sounding an alarm, pointing out that artificial intelligence makes mistakes. And the best way for a Christian to get answers is to pray and read the Bible. Meanwhile, the company is shopping the app to churches. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has fired four Justice Department prosecutors involved in cases against pro-life activists. The terminations came just before the release of a report detailing the Biden administration's prosecution of pro-lifers under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. Attorney General Todd Blanche says no department should conduct selective prosecution based on beliefs. The weaponization that happened under the Biden administration will not happen again. This is SRN News. A drive by GOP leaders to promote Turning Point USA chapters in public high schools is stirring a free speech debate.
While Republican governors say the partnerships counter the oppression of conservative voices in education, critics argue Christian leaders often silence voices when it comes to topics like sex education and LGBT issues. Several states, though, have announced partnerships with Turning Point USA to establish chapters in every high school. ACLU says endorsing these clubs likely violates federal law. A spokesman, though, says Turning Point USA continues to grow rapidly. Jason Walker reporting.
Democrats are boasting of eye-popping fundraising hauls in some of this year's most competitive Senate contests. For the first 3 months of the year, Texas Democratic Senate candidate James Tallarico's campaign says he raked in $27 million. More details, SRNNews.com.